What role does physical therapy play in healing for cancer patients? Here to answer that question and tell us all about cancer rehab and the benefits of pelvic floor physical therapy is Alicia Gulledge. She's a physical therapist and the outpatient specialty rehab supervisor at WakeMed Health and Hospitals. This is WakeMed Voices, brought to you by WakeMed Health and Hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Cheryl Martin. Alicia, so glad you're on to discuss this topic.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, what is the pelvic floor?
So the pelvic floor is a group of muscles on the inside of your pelvic bones that sit at the bottom of your pelvis. The muscles are shaped like a bowl and form the floor of your pelvis. So these particular muscles are the muscles that help us to control your bowel, your bladder, and your sexual function, as well as providing stability to the pelvic bones themselves and the hips and back.
So what causes pelvic floor problems in people with abdominal or pelvic cancers?
So the treatment strategies for treating cancer is what really does impact the pelvic floor. So things like chemotherapy, surgery, radiation can cause damage to those muscles. They can cause inflammation. They can cause those muscles to develop scar tissue as well. So depending on the type of treatment that you have, how long the treatment goes on for, and the location of the treatment, the pelvic floor muscles themselves can be impacted in some way.
So tell us about pelvic floor therapy.
Pelvic floor physical therapy, the best way to think about it is that it's just physical therapy for the pelvis. So just like a traditional physical therapist would focus on muscle strength training and development, pelvic floor practitioners focus on these aspects specifically in and around the pelvis. So our job is to make sure that the pelvic floor muscles are strong, they have good muscle tone, they're flexible, they have really good endurance and coordination. We also include a lot of the more traditional aspects of physical therapy that you would normally think of, like core strengthening, hip strengthening, flexibility training, and postural exercises. It really just depends on what each patient needs. But that's kind of the general way to think about it, is that it's just physical therapy specifically for your pelvis.
Give us some examples of how pelvic floor therapy, how it aids in healing.
Sure. So pelvic floor therapy kind of helps determine if the pelvic floor muscles are a contributing factor to any urinary, bowel, or pain disorders in the pelvis. So once a physical therapist can identify that these muscles may be involved in your symptoms, then we can identify more specific treatment strategies and principles to kind of help improve those symptoms.
So what can a patient expect during an appointment?
Especially during your first visit, your therapist will ask a lot of questions about your symptoms, kind of the typical how long have you had it and when did it start kind of questions. We'll also ask a lot of questions about your medical history and your surgical history to kind of further understand the condition. Depending on your symptoms, your therapist is going to perform some sort of examination, which is going to include maybe an examination of your abdomen, your hips, your back, to look at your posture, check your strength and your flexibility. An assessment of your pelvic floor muscles, those internal pelvic floor muscles, may also be indicated depending on your symptoms. So an internal vaginal or internal rectal assessment of the pelvic floor muscles can be the best way to kind of figure out if those muscles are a contributing factor in the type of symptoms that you're presenting with. However, your therapist will always adjust their level of examination to your comfort level, and we can perform a lot of those assessments externally if the patient requests it or if it's required for some reason.
And is there a certain number of weeks that a patient should expect to have PT?
So it can really vary from patient to patient. Normally, what I tend to tell my patients is somewhere between 6 to 12 sessions of therapy can be pretty average, but those sessions may not be weekly. They may be every other week. They may be towards the end, maybe once a month. So it may go on over the course of several months, but usually 6 to 12 sessions is kind of a good average.
And how long is each session typically?
All our sessions are 45-minute sessions, and we provide just one-on-one therapy for all of our patients. So your therapist will be with you in a room without anyone else present, and we're not having multiple patients at the same time. So everything is one-on-one care for that 45 minutes.
That's great. Now, what treatments are used in pelvic floor therapy?
We use a lot of the traditional physical therapy treatments that people may have already experienced. So things like manual techniques for muscle relaxation or exercises for strength or stretching. However, we also, since we're specializing and focusing specifically on the pelvis, this may also include things like bowel and bladder retraining exercises or exercises specifically to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles. And we may also include the use of equipment. So depending on the specific needs that each patient has, we may include some specific pelvic floor tools. So these things would be things like tape. So therapeutic taping, which is also known as kinesiotaping, which can improve pain and assist in healing. And then we can also use trigger point needling, which is also known as dry needling. And that can relieve muscle tightness or pain. And we also have the use of equipment called biofeedback. So biofeedback is equipment that utilizes a computer system that can help you kind of mentally connect to your pelvic floor muscles and can help you train those muscles over time. So it includes the use of sensors, and the sensors are reading the muscle activity in your pelvic floor as you're practicing in the session, trying to improve your strength and your coordination and your control of those muscles. So once you're in pelvic floor therapy, your therapist will help you decide which treatment strategy works best for you.
Now, is pelvic floor therapy just for cancer patients?
No, so we treat all patients. So any patient with a pelvis can benefit from pelvic floor physical therapy. So any person that's experiencing any sort of urinary or fecal urgency, frequency or leaking, or has things like constipation or pelvic or genital pain can benefit from pelvic floor therapy. Even when someone has a medical condition or is participating in a treatment plan that causes or exacerbates some of these types of symptoms, pelvic floor physical therapy can help to minimize the effect of these treatments. And so the main goal of pelvic floor physical therapy is to make sure that the symptoms that you're having are not preventing you from doing any of the things that you love or participating in life in any way.
And do you find that patients on their own will reach out and call and request sessions, or is it usually the physician, let's say with the cancer patients or non-cancer patients, who will say, this is the next step for you?
So I think it's kind of half and half. We do have a large supportive referral base from providers who do refer their patients once they present in the clinic with some sort of symptom or complaint of their bowel or bladder or pain of some kind. But we also, because this is becoming more of a well-known service and it's known to be very helpful in preventing bowel and bladder issues from presenting in the future, we do have a lot of patients who do prefer to come in just because they know about it or because they have risk factors of developing any sort of pelvic floor dysfunction or symptoms. And so they'll kind of seek out care on their own.
Once they have gone through your sessions, do you say to them, now, these are exercises we want you to continue to do on your own?
Yes. So at the end of therapy, you will have a plan to continue things on your own at home. So usually when you're coming in for therapy, it's more of the active phase where you may have kind of more exercises that we're trying to get done in a shorter period of time. But once things are improved and you're getting discharged from therapy, we will still go over with you kind of what the expectations are for the future, how long to continue these things. But through the rest of your lifespan, this won't be something that you'll have to continue doing at such a high level as you were doing it when you were in therapy.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think you covered it all.
All right. Well, Alicia Gulledge, thank you for just educating us on the big difference pelvic floor physical therapy can make for patients. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thanks for your time.
To learn more about cancer rehab and pelvic floor physical therapy, please visit wakemed.org. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening to Wake Med Voices, brought to you by Wake Med Health and Hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina.